Most people are familiar with the Healthcare Foundation's Lights of Life tree lighting and gala that raise funds for Hopkins County Memorial Hospital. The past year or so, some so-called mini-events have been added to bring even more funds. The director of the Hospital Foundation, Jackie Thornton, was joined by this year's three co-chairs for the Lights of Life and Gala campaign, who discuss some mini-events coming up on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Monday morning.
I've got a dynamic threesome of Donna Rudzik, Polly Swatzel, and Gloria Mitchell.
Hi, Gloria.
They are our anniversary chairpersons this year. This is the anniversary year of the Lights of Life campaign. This is the 20th anniversary of the tree lighting. Can't believe that it's 20 years, but it has been. And it is the 10th anniversary of the gala. And these dear friends and ladies have stepped up to chair the event this year. So we're thrilled about that, and they're doing an awesome, amazing job.
Well, I know that they will, and you're heading this up in a sense of the word. You always do and do a lovely job. What is the very first thing that we have to look forward to?
Oh, my goodness. The very first thing you have to look forward to is our fashion show that Carrie Krausen, Lou Nels, will be hosting for us on September the 17th. We had a little mini before that. In the spring, in April, we had our very first Sassy Classy tea party. And we were out at the cottages, and Michelle at It's a Bitsy Bakery hosted that for us, and the ladies had a wonderful time at that. So we're going to do that again in the fall, but this time we're going to do it at the city hall. So, but first thing is our fashion show with Carrie.
Okay. So what happens in fashion show? How does that help your gala preparation?
Well, all these little mini events help us. We kind of developed the mini events to add to our goal. The board, the foundation board, set a lofty goal a few years ago, and we can't get to that goal just by ticket sales and sponsorships. So we needed to create some mini activities that help us reach that goal.
Okay.
So
with our chair people here, Donna, what are you chairperson of?
We're all three chairs together.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Co-chairs. Yeah. So someone tell me about the fashion show. Tell me about the fashion show.
The fashion show is a lot of fun. All the women get together, and we have the runway, if you will, and we fashion some of Carrie's clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great event for the ladies to come out and have a great evening with us.
Okay.
And enjoy what we're trying to do for the community.
And so you have time to plan, over a month to plan. It's in September.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
The date on that?
The date on that is September the 17th.
Okay.
And it's at 6:30 at the First United Methodist Church.
Okay. And donation fee?
Yes.
Okay.
$20, yes, okay, for tickets.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you do want the RSVP on that because seating will be limited.
Uh-huh. Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
And there's a phone number that's given for RSVP if folks would like to call, 438-4799. So that's the first on the calendar, September the 17th. And then October 3rd, and there's a little yellow slip here that you may see around town that announces this half marathon. And this is our second year for this?
Yes, it is. We're pretty excited. We did so well the first year that Holly Reagan said she would do it again.
Okay. Well, who would like to tell us about that? Anything about that? I'm kind of putting you all on the spot.
Oh, gosh,
but
I mean, we have people from Dallas area all over to come to join in this marathon. And Holly does a tremendous job. And last year being our first year, it just went off so smoothly. And everybody just enjoyed it so much that she agreed to help us out again this year.
KSST News.